Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
We're doing a freaking show here, John. All right, coming up this hour, we've got Krista's News, John's Drink of the Week, and we're going to kick things off with Malfunction.
We're doing a show here, Jason.
I know.
Can you speak right?
Yeah, no shit, right? And Jezebel Woman, right here on NWCZRadio.com.
She takes me home. Blood and stains without control. Memories and no way out. Never again. Jezebel Woman,
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Malfunction with Jezebel Woman. Becca and I actually got a chance to go see those guys. Well, kind of. They were performing at El Corazon last weekend, and Becca and I went down there and checked them out. And the original lead singer passed away back in 91 when he was in a different band called Mother Love Bone. And so his brother stepped in, and they're performing again. And last Saturday was the first time that they'd actually performed live in Seattle in quite some time. And it was pretty cool, but it was difficult being a fan of the original lead singer, watching those guys play without him. It was a little tough.
Feel like you're cheating on him?
Yeah, a little bit. But the bands that opened up for him, some of my favorites, Clover Jane and Witchburn. So the show overall was just badass. If you get a chance to see any of those guys, make sure you get out there and support local music and support those guys. I'm trying to think of what else. Did you guys see my my picture on Facebook? Did you recognize the guy that was in the picture?
Yes.
I figured you would because you watched Chelsea lately. We went and saw Greg Fitzsimmons on Friday night.
He's had Comedy Central specials too.
Yeah. The dude is freaking hilarious. I laughed my ass off. And the guy that opened for him, actually we saw open for Alonzo Bowden there at the Parlor a couple years ago. That Morgan Preston, local guy. And he is just a freaking pit bull on stage. The guy is just hilarious. And he's the guy that stopped, that heckler started screaming at him, and he stopped and just tore him a new ass right in the middle of the set.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he had another situation like that where he drew this guy into the joke. And he mentioned the guy during the joke, guy in the front row. He continues on, and then the guy just like he had Tourette's or something, just screamed something random out of the air. And Morgan just looked at him and goes, "Look, dude, I drug you into this joke for 1 second. 30 seconds later, you decide to pipe up again and you fucked up the whole joke." He's like, "So now I got to move on to the next bit. Nobody gets to find out what the punchline is for that. As a matter of fact, I might do that for the rest of my set. Just do nothing but setups with no punchline. And it'll be like jerking off and somebody coming and punching you in the throat right before you come." It was pretty damn funny. It was obviously much funnier when he said it because I'm just getting blank stares from you guys here in this room.
Well, I was wondering if you were going to hold out on the punchlines too.
That's my plan, yeah. Last week was the 4th.
It's funny, so now the guy's actually like baiting people into heckling him.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's one of those guys that you're scared to heckle. And Greg is the same way. Greg Fitzsimmons.
Well, some people don't like to be part of the show. Remember how pissed off an ex-family member was when we all went to that Amazing Jonathan show and she was on the big screen?
That was different because she didn't even say anything. She was just sitting there and ended up on screen.
He just said she's a party girl and she's wearing leopard print.
She was asking for it, but she asked for it without saying a word.
Oh, man.
Do you remember that, John? I think you were a bit hammered.
Yeah, no shit.
That was the night you were chucking lighters at the guy up on stage.
I do.
He asked for a lighter, and John just zipped a lighter in at him at 90 miles an hour. Didn't even give him a heads up on it.
I do remember that, but I was laughing because we went and saw Ted, and there's one part where Mark Wahlberg's walking down the street, and she's like, "Do you want to ride?" And he's like, "No, if I get raped, it's my fault for what I'm wearing." He's wearing like a t-shirt and jeans.
I haven't had a chance to see that movie, but everybody I know that's seen it said it's just freaking hilarious. Last week was the 4th. What'd you guys do?
I sit home, worked on packing the garage and mowing the lawn.
It kind of sucked having the 4th on a Wednesday, didn't it?
Yeah, I had to work on Tuesday and Thursday, so it's not like I was going to go. And I'm not antisocial, but I don't feel the need to go out with hundreds of thousands of people and stand in a field together so we can all drive home at the same time.
Yeah, and having to get up early on Thursday, I remember I've done the whole Elliott Bay, watch the fireworks, and the freaking madhouse to get out of there. And I knew I was never going to get home, and I'm getting freaking old. I'll admit it. If I don't get home until 1 o'clock in the morning, I am just dead the next day, having to get up at 6 to go to work.
I'm okay with that if I haven't been irritated for the 2 or 3 hours before I go to bed.
Did you see the fireworks show in San Diego?
I read about it on...
All 15 seconds of it? It wasn't a very long video.
Yeah, I watched the video, but I think I blinked and missed it. It was... That guy is going to be looking for work next year, I would imagine.
I mean, that's thousands and that's I don't know how, millions maybe, dollars worth of fireworks?
It's at least hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, it's a couple hundred thousand bucks, I would imagine. And to have it all go up in 15 seconds.
It seems like that'd be a good idea. Like, when you think about it, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, yeah, 18 minutes worth of fireworks, let's light all those fuckers off at the same time. That'd be awesome, right?
I don't think anybody would have thought that that would be a good idea.
But the video, it didn't come out very well. It wasn't a good idea.
didn't turn out so good?
No, it was like just a big ball of fire in the sky. It wasn't like you could even like see. I'm sure it was loud as shit when you were there.
Can you imagine when they realized, the moment that they realized that everything was going to go off at once, the guys on the barge just probably shit themselves.
They probably dove
the
off the barge.
Yeah, jumped in the water because that barge was afraid that barge was going to go up in flames.
Like, I don't know if the people on land were, like, really happy about it or if they thought that that was, like, the opening act because, like, in the video, people are, like, cheering and going fucking apeshit wild, right, on the land. But, I mean, were they until, like, someone said, oh, well, we're sorry, but that's it. Like, then were they disappointed or?
I've been to some rock concerts where in the middle they turn on the lights and the crowd just gets pissed. And I can imagine that's pretty much what it was after 15-second
fireworks display.
They were there for 12 hours. Like,
yeah.
And that's taking their blanket out and taking their spots.
And saving spots. And
that's what somebody said. They were doing obviously the news was down there and they were asking people what they thought of it. And this person's like, I stood in line for 3 hours. And they complained about it being cold, which I thought...
They're in San Diego. It's cold when the sun goes down to them.
That's true.
They aren't used to actual cold.
They're not used to actual cold. But they're like...
It was like 65 and they had on sweats.
Yeah. They said, we stood in line for 3 hours in the cold for that and paid $12 for parking. And I was thinking, man, I bet they spent a lot more than $12 than just... I mean, you start spending money once you're down there. I bet people were pissed. I'm surprised there wasn't a riot. Of course, what's a riot like in San Diego?
So I showed up to somebody's house. I showed up to
somebody's over there doing a little bitch fight slap.
Not San Francisco, San Diego.
Actually, when I was moving furniture, I was down there in San Diego, and I couldn't find a hotel. And the hotel person was like, you're going to have to drive to, like, Sunnyvale or some shit to get a hotel. And it was like 25 miles away. And there was some kind of like gay and lesbian parade or something going on in hotels for 25 miles were taken up. And I'm glad I was there that day instead of the next day staying in a hotel. But on the 4th of July, I went to an undisclosed location to light off some fireworks. And when I got there, the cops were already there, which was kind of a...
So it wasn't undisclosed. Somebody disclosed it.
No, I'm just...
they've been going off for a while.
It was a neighborhood. So. It's just undisclosed people on the radio here.
Oh.
And so I was like, man, are the fireworks all done? Are we done? And no. What happened was something got lit off so big that it set off a house alarm. And that's why the cops showed up. And the cops were like, hey, if we don't see it and nobody complains, we won't come back. And they never came back. And we lit off some big shit. We had like... There was like 9 watermelons on this table. And
Gallagher?
that's what I asked when I got there too. Oh, like in the middle of the night or something, I mentioned that. But this black dude, there wasn't only one black dude there, but this black dude comes up, he's like, oh dude, I love watermelon. and the guy that owns the house was like, yeah, we're blowing all those up. And he's like, all of them? he was so angry. And we blew all those fuckers up. You couldn't even find a little shrapnel piece of watermelon afterwards.
Why would he even say that? I mean, that just opens the door for so many freaking comments. why would you even make that statement?
The comments went on for about 20 minutes.
I can imagine.
They didn't...
I've hung out with you and your friends before. I can't even imagine some of the comments that were made.
Well, there's a barbecue place that was advertising a free watermelon slice when you buy barbecue from them.
And they spelled it wrong, didn't they?
No, that was spelled right. That was a different sign that they spelled wrong.
Oh, it was wood for sale. Wood for S-A-I-L.
Like a sailboat.
And it wasn't like a big barbecue. It was like a little, you know, barbecue joint, like just a side of like a... It was like... This sounds really bad, but it was like in just a corner of like an auto parts store.
It's like a little 5-store strip.
Yeah, it was just like a little
businesses.
Like 200 square foot. Not
right
even
there,
that big. That's
it's right there on Pack Highway, right?
Yeah, we're just not going to advertise for it.
No, we're not. But actually, the barbecue place, if it's a barbecue place I'm thinking of, the food there is freaking awesome.
They do have good food because I've eaten there. but I don't think you have. Because it's not directly on Pack Highway. It's off Pack Highway a little bit. I think you're thinking of another one.
Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of the one across the street from the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Different one.
Not that place. So the whole neighborhood is at this place. Like all the neighborhood. So like directly, the two houses directly across.
A bunch of houses together. They like to call it a neighborhood.
So directly across the street were the two houses, and that's where everybody was lighting shit off. And there was a couple fights that day.
As there always is when you mix liquor and fireworks.
And there was like 100 people there, maybe more. And it was like Braveheart at some points because people would come from these two different houses and just meet in the middle of the street. And shit was going down, then people would get separated, and then people come back from different sides of the houses. It only happened a couple times. It wasn't too bad. Once you start lighting off big-ass fireworks around them, they stop fighting.
Everybody forgets once the mortar fire starts going off.
Well, they had these little fireworks that were loud, and people would be fighting, and people just like lighting them and kind of flinging them at the people fighting and
flinging them into the crowd.
Well, at the people fighting, and when you're fighting somebody and there's bombs going off around you, usually you stop
run like
fighting.
Hell. Yeah, you stop fighting and go back to your
corner. Because you think it's gunfire, especially in Federal Way anymore.
Exactly.
But all in all, that was pretty awesome. That's what I did for the 4th of July.
All right, yeah, I didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, I was in bed by the time the fireworks went off around here. We live in a fairly...
It stayed light really late that day, though. It was light till almost 10.
Yeah, and then I went to bed, and it was like a war zone outside because the people around my house had apparently a whole lot of money that they wanted to piss away and just burn up, and it got loud really for about 15, 20 minutes, and then it was just... They were done.
15 or 20 minutes?
Yeah.
We blew shit up for like 7 hours. I'm talking about blowing shit up.
I can imagine. I know you like fire, and I know you like big booms, so it doesn't surprise me that you blew shit up for a long time.
Anything else?
No, I'm getting a note from Becca that we need to promote the Birch Bay Music Fest.
Every week.
On August
4th. Do you know what it's called and what the website is this time? Because next Birch week Bay we're Music not talking this shit unless you know.
It's birchbaymusicfestival.org. That's what you've got freaking written up on the board.
We went through this last week too.
Oh, it is .com. That's right. She miswrote it. It's August 4th. Starts at 10. And it runs all day.
And you're not going to hear Krista for a few minutes because she's changing the board.
She's changing the board because Becca won't, even though we argued about this for 10 minutes last time.
So last weekend, it was UFC.
Yeah.
It was Silva Sonnen 2. And
They had it on in the background at the bar that we were at, and I couldn't quite see it because it was too far away.
It was kind of a short fight.
That's what I heard.
Chael Sonnen, he's like the biggest shit talker in the history of sports, pretty much. And he's the guy that said, I don't know if you follow UFC, he was the guy that said he didn't know that Brazil had the internet.
I did not hear that, but that is ignorant. It's the World Wide Web.
and he was talking a gang of shit. He was like, he was on Dan Le Batard show, the whatever that shit, highly questionable.
Yeah.
And he said, Anderson Silva says he's going to knock my teeth out. And he's like, that's just what all Brazilians say. For some reason, maybe they don't have dentists down there. They just like, somebody gets a tooth knocked out and they wave a fishbone in your face and hopefully it heals it. And like, he was just talking like a gang of shit like that, and Anderson Silva was getting pretty pissed. And then he started attacking Dan Le Batard, the guy that was interviewing him and hyping his show up. And Dan Le Batard was like, well, good luck on Saturday when you get your ass kicked. And like, they were just talking shit back and forth. So it was pretty funny. But, So the first round, Chael Sonnen took him to the ground. They just rolled around a little bit, but then Chael Sonnen slipped on the second round, and Anderson Silva ran toward him and put a knee to his chest when he was sitting on the ground, and that'll
usually end a fight.
Yeah, that did it. It was over.
Isn't Silva the guy that we saw knock somebody out falling backwards?
I don't know.
I've for some reason I think that was Anderson Silva, and he was falling backwards, swung out and knocked a guy out with no momentum.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened. The one that I remember like that was the what's the guy's name that fights in Florida on YouTube? Kimbo Slice. That little white kid, that little scrawny ass white kid, knocked Kimbo Slice out like that.
No, this was, I'm pretty sure this was Silva, and I had never seen anybody with so much raw power that they could knock somebody's ass out falling backwards.
You ready to watch the Heat win another championship next year?
Yeah, I saw who they signed.
Ray Allen. Boy, they're going to be, are they going to win 81 games?
I'm so pissed right now with the NBA, mainly because, well, I mean, we don't have a team here. But then my favorite team traded away basically their best player to the team I hate the most. The team I hate more than the Heat
is the LA Lakers, and they got Steve Nash.
Yeah, and the Suns traded Nash to the Lakers, a division rival. I mean, granted, Nash is old. I mean,
yeah, he's 49. And they signed him at three. No, I was no. I swear to God, isn't he 49?
No, he's not 49.
He's 49.
He was drafted.
Can you look up Steve Nash on the internet?
He was drafted 96. So what's that? That's 10 years. I mean, he's pushing 40. He's getting old. Well, no, Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd will be 42 at the end of his contract that he just signed with the Knicks.
I'm pretty sure Steve Nash is 48 going on 49. And they signed him to a 3-year contract.
He is not 49 years old.
Maybe he's going to be a coach in a little while.
Actually, you know what? Shit, he might be, now that I think about it, because our buddy Brian from our pool team, when he was in college, this little high school kid used to come up.
Steve Nash is 38.
Okay. Because Brian, when he was in college up in Canada, or the university, as he likes to call it,
University.
Yeah, that's right. When I was at university, that's how he always says it.
Like they go vacation or go holiday. They go holiday.
They go on holiday. Yeah. He Steve Nash used to come up when he was still in high school and play against the guys. And I know Brian's freaking old, so it wouldn't have surprised me if he was in his mid 40s.
That's all I got. That was the entertainment for the week. I had a pretty.
You're not gonna share how you kept track of what you had going on.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not how I kept track. She didn't...
There's more on your list.
Oh, on the way here. Okay, so on the way here today, we stopped by...
I'm a good secretary.
I guess so.
And I was looking at these notes that I had to write. So on the way here, we stopped by Jack in the Box. And I pulled up, and Krista was sitting there looking at her phone or something. And I just said, no fucking way. A waffle sandwich.
I think he started salivating right away, like a dog when it hears this food dish.
How many did you eat?
Just one, but it was a. It's like the McGriddle. It's waffles with like syrup inside of them, and then on sausage and egg and cheese in it.
Because Saturday night, Beck and I were coming home, and we stopped at Jack in the Crack, and I saw that, and I thought it looked like the most disgusting thing ever. Just because it looked like it was going to be two Eggos with a piece of sausage and an egg in it.
And is that something wrong with that?
There's something wrong with that comment.
What? Like,
do you like McGriddles?
Do you not like Eggos?
I like McGriddles, but they're more like pancakes than a waffle.
Do you like Eggos?
I'm not a big Eggo fan, so that's probably...
That's the problem. You have problems.
Do you like waffles?
I do like waffles.
Do you like to eat waffles with syrup on them? Come on, just answer these questions. Just go along the lines here.
Yeah.
When you have waffles, do sometimes you eat them with sausage?
I don't build come a goddamn
on now, come
sandwich
on now, come
out of them.
Come on, just keep asking these questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you
now,
sometimes
you have,
eat eggs
when you
with
have
your
waffles?
Waffles
and sausage, do you sometimes have eggs with them? Answer the question. Yes. Have you ever put a bite of Eggo, a bite of sausage, and a bite of egg on a fork and put it in your mouth and ate it? Answer the question.
I have never had Eggos with sausage and eggs and stuff.
I'm
like
not
that.
Saying we're not saying Eggos. We're saying
you,
waffles.
You said Eggos.
You said Eggos on accident. But he's just being a dick because he knows what you meant.
Go fuck yourself. I just tore your shit down. You like Eggos. You like waffles. You like sausage. You like eggs. You like cheese. You put it all together. It was fantastic.
And you can get it 24 hours a day at Jack in the Box.
So there you go, McDonald's.
Tell McDonald's to go fuck themselves.
All right. Did you have anything else, Krista?
Not really. I took the Muggle Shoots for like $75. Woohoo.
That's I've never been able to win at that place.
And I won at pool. Yay, me.
I beat Brian England twice on Thursday. 8-ball and 9-ball. Thank you, Brian.
All right. We're going to get back into the music with Mariana's Trench and All to Myself right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Don't patronize. I realize I'm losing and this is my real life. I'm half asleep and I am wide awake. This habit is always so hard to break. Like the only one, I just can't decide what I'm running from. This isn't what I wanted, but I can't keep my filthy fucking mouth shut. It's not enough, it's never enough. I wish I could breathe without getting it stuck. Can't focus it, but I try it over and over again.
Trench with All to Myself.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Boy, we're lucky that was a 3-minute song because we were all arguing about how much Jason likes waffles for two minutes and 45 seconds.
I love some waffles. I just don't like Eggos.
We beat this horse to death just 4 minutes ago. So, all right, on to the news.
As my wife said when she held up her sign, she makes the best waffles, and I'll get my ass beat if I don't say that. So, okay, I'm done. I'm done kicking that horse.
Tomorrow you should toast him.
All
some
I can
Eggo.
Do is shake my head at
tomorrow
you, Jason.
Tomorrow you should toast him some Eggo waffles for breakfast.
I'll chuck those things across the room like a freaking rock.
Whatever. Anyways, there's a guy in Hawaii who is so gullible and stupid that a bounty hunter sent him a Facebook message saying that he wanted to cast him in a romantic comedy action movie with Jennifer Aniston. So this guy flew back to Pennsylvania, where he'd been a deadbeat dad for 19 years.
Did you say this guy was from Hawaii?
He was living in Hawaii at the time. He owed over $32,000 in back child support, so now he's in jail, and there was no Jennifer Aniston movie.
With the show being canceled, dog's getting really creative.
Well, because
on
the
how to catch guys.
The state wouldn't pay to have him sent up from Hawaii, so the bounty hunter couldn't just go and catch him. So he had to get the guy to come back to Pennsylvania so he'd get the bounty money.
you hear these kind of stories and you're wondering how freaking stupid are these people? I mean,
like we want you in a movie, but yeah. you have to fly yourself up here.
Not just that, but did the first thing
I would have been like, yeah, send me a plane ticket.
Yeah, my first thought would have been, did I audition for a movie? I mean, really,
Or the people who randomly win all these trips and then like hundreds of criminals show up and all get arrested in a building somewhere.
That's crazy. They just did that in Seattle here about 8 months ago.
Yeah. You want a free laptop or a free BMW. They all just show up to claim
like
their
free
stuff.
iPods. They arrested like 87 people or something.
For an iPod.
Yeah, they sent out free iPods. And like they just walked the people into like these empty rooms and closed the door and they're looking around.
Where's my iPod?
I think one bitch actually asked for her iPod after she got arrested. She was like, am I still getting my iPod?
Now, I'm not a criminal or anything, but I have to think if I had warrants out, I might be a little leery if shit was too good.
Yeah, I mean, not just that, but you would think they own a goddamn TV. Maybe they stole one. Maybe that's what they're wanted for, but you would think they'd have a TV because you see these stories all the time.
I'd be mad if I were them too, though. If I was going to go in jail, I mean, I'd want to have an iPod with me.
What are you going to load onto it?
In jail? Porn, probably.
It'd have to be an iPod Touch.
Oh. Really?
Hey, John took it there. I just kept going.
And a shake weight.
Okay.
Did you see the post that Jane Random threw up on his Facebook page the other day?
No.
It just said, is masturbation exercise?
Oh.
Only with a shake weight?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Facebook posts.
Only if you're so out of shape you sweat during it.
So for you and me, yes.
Speaking of Facebook posts, I saw one today that I read wrong. I didn't get it right, and it was hilarious when I finally understood it. Somebody put one on there. It was a picture of like a stick figure holding up a heart. And it said, Jesus isn't that much, but it's all I've got. And
I know, but that's
not what I read. Oh. I read, Jesus isn't that much, but it's all I've got. And then at the bottom, I read it like twice, and I was like, what is this supposed to mean, you know? So then at the bottom it said, share if you gave your heart to Jesus. And then I was like, I better read this again.
Jesus ain't much, but it's all I got. I mean, I ain't getting 63 virgins or nothing, but...
So it said, Jesus, it isn't much. And I just started cracking up laughing. And I was like, John, look at this. This is what I just read when I read this the first time.
Oh.
But I guess I'm not going to forget that Facebook post now, am I?
Probably not.
Okay, so here's another guy in Florida. Surprise, surprise. He... robbed a convenience store out of frustration that his girlfriend would not have sex with him. Now, contrary to what you might believe, he wasn't trying to use the money for hookers or anything to take care of his frustration. He says he needed car insurance money.
I'm saying if you were that angry to commit a felony, you should have just raped the bitch.
We're not condoning rape, everyone.
I'm just trying to figure out exactly how your brain takes that turn.
Well, my brain took the turn because she wouldn't have sex with him, so he robbed a place.
My brain goes more along the lines with Krista, where if you're going to rob a place, you're going to use that money for hookers.
But here's the even better part. It was a 7-Eleven. He used a BB gun. He had the cash in his wallet, so when they arrested him, he was like, here's the money. Here, give it back. I'm okay now. And they were like, no.
I don't think it doesn't work that way.
That really sucks when you rob a place and they only give you enough money that fits in your wallet.
I was thinking that same thing. Like, yeah,
I'm
gonna go to jail for $16.
Yeah, like you put one too many bills in a wallet and the shit just ain't comfortable no more.
It doesn't fold. You can't sit right.
Yeah, it doesn't say how much money it was, but he had it in his wallet. But you know, 7-Eleven, they all say they have that time lock safe thing. There's signs all over everywhere saying they don't have much cash on them.
That's usually just a CYA, I think, because I've seen those guys fold up quite a bit of cash.
Well, apparently that guy fell for it because he took whatever money, the $30 they gave him, and hit the road.
Give me that roll of quarters too.
I'll put that in my pocket.
Maybe then she'll sleep with me.
When he comes home with a bankroll like that, he's gonna win her over.
That would suck if you robbed someone that gave you all change. You can't run away and shit. You got like...
clang, 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 clang.
60 pounds of change.
Hopefully you're wearing cargo pants. Another guy in Florida. He is 49 years old, and he was caught naked masturbating in his car.
There was a really high-class news segment.
There was a tow truck driver pulled up next to him and noticed that he was naked and playing with himself, so they called the police. Police showed up. He's in there doing the deed to himself. And then they search him, and they found a toy gun shoved up his ass.
Maybe he wanted some protection when he got to jail.
I don't know. I thought the toy gun might be a bit unnecessary.
If you pulled up next to a dude and he was jerking off butt naked in his car, would you call the cops?
Probably not. I'd probably laugh and just move on.
Yeah, I mean, this is a I don't want to alienate all tow truck drivers.
Damage is done now, John. Say what you're going to say.
You started that trip. You might as well just head on down the road.
Well, it's like the guy's a tow truck driver. He's not like that. He's not like a.
So.
Oh, I see where you're going.
You know what I mean?
So, what, you think he'd enjoy it? I don't see.
No,
where
I'm just saying.
No, he's just saying
he's not. He's not like the most stand-up man in the world. Anyway, he's a fucking tow truck driver. So I'm like, well, he calls the cops. He's like, I better hide my meth before the cops get here.
I don't think he stayed for the floor show. I think he called the cops and took off to do whatever he had to go do.
And if you drive a tow truck, send your hate mail to John Curtis.
Okay. There's a new onesie for sale for babies. For those of you who don't have kids, that's a little one-piece outfit you put on your baby. And I think everybody's seen those t-shirts that fat people wear that have a skinny bitch in a bikini.
I own like three of them. I don't know what you're talking about if you've seen them.
Well, if you had an 18-month-old baby, that could own one too. Because now they sell them as onesies. And there's a huge uproar because parents are saying the design is vulgar and it gives children the wrong idea about body image at too young of an age.
What 18-month-old even cares about their body image?
Well, actually, I was just over at a friend's house and they have a little baby. And the baby had one of the onesies on. It looked at me and said, does this onesie make me look fat?
And John said, hell yeah.
I said, no, it makes your butt look huge. So,
no, vision. Vision's what makes you look fat.
We have one more story. And diarrhea has finally reached Alaska. There was some flyers up in the town of Bethel, Alaska. They started being hung up in June, saying that there's a Taco Bell coming to town. So if you want to work at this Taco Bell, call this number. You can go get your application, and they're going to be hiring. So then it turns out that it's all a hoax. So the good people of Taco Bell did not want the people of Bethel, Alaska to be disappointed that they weren't going to get their tacos. So they flew out enough stuff to make 10,000 Doritos Locos Tacos for this town. The town has about a dozen restaurants, no bars. They're going to get a movie theater soon, and they have a Subway sandwich shop. So that's all they have for, like, fast food. And now they've all had the pleasure of eating Taco Bell.
And every single one of them made a run for the border.
Or at least a bathroom.
Taco Bell apparently does this sometimes. They said that they are accustomed to feeding large groups of people. They've flown their food to Afghanistan and Iraq. They can definitely feed the people of Bethel, Alaska. Just this once. They're not opening a restaurant there. Don't get confused.
I can't believe the people in Alaska were upset that they weren't getting a Taco Bell. That's the part of that story that bothers me.
They have to fly like Anchorage, like a $500 plane ticket to get to a Taco Bell or a...
To get a taco. They have some Mexican food there, but it's expensive. It's like $15 for a burrito and rice.
They're a long fuck away from Mexico. I would say it costs money to get...
So what you're saying is if you see a Mexican dude walking down the street in Bethel, Alaska, he made a wrong turn somewhere.
About 50 hours ago and didn't realize it.
That or he's running from something.
But to make 10,000 Doritos Locos Tacos, just so everyone knows.
They needed about a pound of meat.
950 pounds of seasoned beef. 300 pounds of lettuce. 150 pounds of cheddar cheese. 500 pounds of reduced fat sour cream. They do care about your health. And 300 pounds of tomatoes.
I call bullshit on the beef part. Because I've ordered those Doritos Locos Tacos, and there's usually like about three little pieces of meat.
Well, it's 950 pounds for 10,000 tacos.
So it's only a tenth of a pound. I mean, you're talking about, what 1.6 ounces of meat per taco?
Okay, that sounds a little... Yeah, when you put it in that perspective...
Yeah, so yay, Bethel, you got Tacos Locos.
They send that shit to Afghanistan, Iraq. They feed.
I hope they feed the enemy.
They feed our soldiers that shit. It's 120 degrees over there. They're running around with 80 pounds of gear on them and 120 degrees, and their assholes are leaking out Doritos Locos Tacos. That's mean. Fucking Al Qaeda probably talked Taco Bell into serving their food over there. The guy's in the middle of a firefight. Hold on, I gotta go shit myself real quick. I'll be right back.
Maybe
cover me.
Maybe they're in cahoots with Depends, and Taco Bell and Depends are sending over their product together.
I've only had I just had a Locos Taco Dorito Taco. What
they're good.
Fuck is it called? And because I hadn't had one, and I guess it's like their number one selling item or something. You talked about the other day.
It was the fastest selling fast food item of all time.
Okay, yeah. I like tacos and I like Doritos, but I don't feel the need to put them together. I can like things and not have them as one.
And I don't know if it's because I used to live with our cousin, and that's how he would say, I'm making tacos, and he would buy a bag of Doritos and
what, weld the chips together?
And then put cheese and meat
nachos
on top of them. Yeah, he'd make nachos with Doritos chips. And, I mean, the shit is good. And those I like those Doritos tacos. But
that's
they're not...
That's not a taco. He made nachos.
I know he made nachos, but I like the Doritos. Do you not listen when I talk?
You said tacos the first time.
That's what he calls them.
I know. And
that's what our cousin calls them.
And once you said that, I quit listening because my mind was going, well, that's not a taco.
John doesn't clutter up his mind with bullshit. If he senses that it's not true, he just quits listening.
He's only got about two synapses firing in there at any given time, apparently.
And they were battling each other about...
whether that's a nacho or a taco.
Our cousin calls them tacos, but I know they're goddamn nachos.
And why does he call them tacos?
He always has. I don't understand why. But he would always say, I'm going to make tacos.
I know. He's been to Taco Bell. He knows what a taco is.
So next week when we come to do the show here, I'm going to bring like... nine tacos.
A food dictionary.
I'm gonna bring nine tacos and make nachos. I'm gonna bring nine tacos.
John's just gonna tear them up and put them in a pile on a plate.
Just smash the shit out of them on a table
with a hammer or something.
Nachos.
I figured you're just gonna take nine tacos and set them on a plate and go have some nachos.
Just break them in half.
All right, so that's all the news we got.
Sure.
Thank you, Walter Cronkite.
I never claimed to be Walter Cronkite.
We're going
to far too young for that.
We're going to get back into the music with The Grinch featuring Ross Cyan and You Know Me right here on The Family Meeting.
It feels so damn good, it feels so right. And you can bump it all day, you bump it all night. Even with no light, yeah, it glows bright. Ain't nothing phony, yeah, you know me. It feels so damn good, it feels so right. And you can bump it all day, you bump it all night. Even with no light, yeah, it glows bright. Ain't nothing phony, yeah, you know me. Yeah, me and the music go together like two and two. It's got me always and forever, so through and through. It's simple, but still complex like a Rubik's Cube. My passion, not my love, don't get too confused. Well, I'm lying, it's a lot of gray area. For real, it can be both, and so it tends to break barriers. It's funny how it's the reason girls fall for me, but then they start to hate it when they find they can't have all of me. Yeah, it gets heavy with the weight that it brings, and probably why I never been good at the relationship thing. But I will, still I'm feeling good, feeling great. Cause this here sounds like love, that's where the ill of Jay and Jay Dilla who influenced Infrared. You don't want the real, find the fake, bump them instead. Blemishes on the records forming hip hop. While my penmanship's known to wreck it, y'all the shit's hot. I'ma put my all into it till I just drop. Bound to make some timeless shit, fuck a TikTok. So even if I never ever make a meal, for real, it's priceless the way the music made me feel. It feels so damn good, it feels so right. And you can bump it all day, you bump it all night. Even with no light, yeah, it glows bright. Ain't nothing phony, yeah, you know me. It feels so damn good, it feels so right. And you can bump it all day, you bump it all night. Even with no light, yeah, it glows bright. Ain't nothing phony, yeah, you know me. Now look at me being presumptuous. Rocking as if you only been living up under this. For the past some half decade, the way New Daddy penned it. My low philosophies, intellectual properties, honestly body and 7/8 of the city's artisans in it. My swells crest, the sinners, Grinch is beginning. Swimming now, caught a host on my beach blanket, decathlon. Hang with me, I'm more Frankie than Mickey Avalon. Palming the palm, pompadour, do the stomp in the sand. Top to bottom, I'm Hully Gully, the barber ran. Man child ran afoul of Hanna-Barbera land. Hand style, my graffiti
distinctly American. Hard Rock Cafe, Vita Vivace, 3 to Softway, Kid get triples on Broadway. A-game, Ricky Henderson, Big Citizen Kane, yeah, you know me, keep pretending you ain't, I'm good.
It feels so damn good, it feels so right. And you can bump it all day, you bump it all night. Even with no light, yeah, it glows bright. Ain't nothing phony, yeah, yeah, you know me. It feels so damn good, it feels so right. And you can bump it all day, you bump it all night. Even with no light, yeah, it glows bright. Ain't nothing phony, yeah, yeah, you know me.
Family meeting on NWCZradio.com. I get it.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the Dignitaries.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's
really?
Drink of the Week.
And she laughs it off.
I know. It's a good thing we don't pay her.
I was kind of hungover all week, being the 4th of July and all.
What was that? You know that's not what the celebration's actually about, right? It's
what were we drinking? Do you see Chris?
You weren't drinking watermelon.
Do you see Chris Rock's tweet?
I did see that. I thought that was pretty damn funny, actually.
He said, happy white 4th of July, because black people weren't free, and we were being murdered and killed.
I don't believe that's the exact tweet.
Kill, kill, kill.
I think that's paraphrased.
Well, yeah, it was paraphrased. I mean, I didn't put my quotation marks in the air. There was no flowing quotation marks. We put down, like, about a gallon of Fireball that night.
Wow.
Because there was a
how
half
many
gallon.
Well, I guess you said there was like close to 100 people.
That was two houses. I think, I don't know how many were in the one house, but we had a good thing that they passed that law because we had to go to Safeway and buy some more liquor.
Which they're changing the way that they advertise the liquor. They're adding the taxes in there, so it's not quite so deceiving, and people don't feel like they're getting screwed quite so bad.
Yeah. The only people who feel like they're getting screwed are stupid anyway, because you know the taxes are on there. It's set on the sign. You just have to look.
Yeah.
Look further than one line, and you'll see the whole price. Anyway.
But my drink of the week, I'm going to save money for everybody this week. We're going to this is one of my top five favorite drinks.
This says a lot about you.
I've always liked this one. It's oldie but goodie. Always sticks around, even though sometimes it's harder to find now these days. And that is Orange Jubilee Mad Dog 2020. If you cannot find the Orange Jubilee, the Lemon Lime is a close second best.
And if you're shopping in a store that doesn't have 2020,
congratulations.
More power to you.
Some people don't like the 2020, and the people that don't like it, I'd say just pour a little bit of Sprite in it. Make yourself a Mad Dog 2020 cocktail.
To church it up a bit.
You're giving out recipes to doctor up Mad Dog.
Only if
some things need a little doctoring up, Jason.
Some people need to doctor up their liquor. Not I. I like it's good. It's good warm. I take it warm.
Then how come you bitched at me that day you came over about the beer?
Because he doesn't drink warm beer. He drinks warm Mad Dog.
Mad Dog is not carbonated. Mad Dog is warm beer. Jason doesn't.
All he has to say is.
Jason doesn't refrigerate anything. Like, there's Diet Coke downstairs unrefrigerated, and it's just irritating. You put it in a cup, it foams up. If ice touches it when it's warm, it foams up. Diet Coke and beer, when they're warm, you put it in your mouth, and it instantly foams. It's like Mentos and Coke in your mouth. You drink it, and you get all expanded and bloated. And you
I've
can't.
Never had that problem with Diet Coke.
It's just nasty. Oh, that was refreshing.
Exactly.
Warm drink of Diet Coke.
Nothing more refreshing than a 95 degree Diet Coke that burns your mouth when
that
you put
cool,
it in.
Cooled me down a little bit. Disgusting.
So, not to bypass your drink of the week, it's Mad Dog 2020 Orange Jubilee.
Yes.
That's such a ghetto drink.
There was a time.
Don't
when
be stereotypical, Jason.
I know.
There was a time when Mad Dog wanted to dress up their bottles, and the Mad Dog bottle had a gold.
John's about to educate you on the history of Mad Dog.
The Mad Dog 2020 bottles had a fake gold chain around them, and it said bling bling in the middle on the emblem.
Because that classes it up.
I remember that. John took a picture of me chugging a bottle of Mad Dog. Before he moved to California. Was that 10 years ago or something? And he had it on his phone so that he could show people that his sister would chug Mad Dog. And it had that bling bling thing on the bottle.
And you were so proud.
I've never been prouder.
We used to shotgun the Mad Dog. The beer bottle shotgunners. Jason's looking at me like,
yeah,
I've never been to a party in my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never been to the kind of parties you've been to.
There's these shotgun things. You just put it on top of a beer bottle, and there's a tube that feeds air into the bottle. So when you tip it up, the beer comes flying out instead of cloak. And we used to do that shit with Mad Dog. Just drink a whole bottle in like 13 seconds.
Straight to the point.
Just move on to the next one.
Move on to the next bottle.
Yeah.
Shoot one down and just pass it around, huh? All right, we're getting the wrap-up sign from our producer over there.
So I forgot what I was supposed to say right now. John Curtis 316 is my Twitter account, John Curtis 316. Make sure you chat with us on Facebook. Even during the show, we are on our Facebook accounts taking your comments and hatred.
And insults.
Is that the end of your sentence?
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Krista. Go
I don't know. Okay. Krista Curtis 1 is my Twitter. C-H-R-I-S-T-A Curtis 1.
And mine's Jason Curtis 925. Keep listening. The aquarium's coming up next. And
what? She can't make up her freaking mind.
No, no kidding. You tell us to wrap it up, and now you're saying, stretch it out.
So we have some time to kill. You all want to hear a dirty joke? I don't have a dirty joke ready. But.
What? Oh, man. How are you gonna set it up like that and then just back out?
That's a dirty joke.
If only we could hear what's in their head, then we'd know the dirty joke.
Y'all couldn't hear that?
No, we don't hear those voices. Only you do.
Is that our sign that we're done?
You got 5 seconds. Oh, we're done.
Are you fucking kidding me?
See ya. All right, we're going to finish things off with Afraid of Figs off their new album. This is Safe Your Salvation right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Light on the right has turned green. Wandering around so much to be seen. Remember when we were so clean. Salt is ours and nothing in between. Save your salvation. Inside our nation. Save your salvation. The light on the right is on me. All we ever wanted was to be seen. This is just where we begin. It's mine, it's mine, mine, mine. Join the machine. So lean. What's yours was.